Hey guys, welcome to March Madness. I say March Madness because we are in the month of March and apparently the world is moving quite mad. Okay, so welcome to this another episode of Nasanta Real with your girl Nasanta. Listen, the world is moving mad, and I must say that I just feel like it's time. God is coming back, because, yeah, the world is moving mad. We have corona, we have birds flying all over the place, then we have an asteroid or something of the sort coming, and Mercury is not even in retrograde. Alright, enough of that. Anyway, so welcome to this another podcast, and you know, I just want to shift the focus from, you know, corona to another reason to celebrate this season, and that is the period of Lent. Yeah, so before jumping into it, I just want to welcome everyone who is listening for the very first time. You will definitely enjoy, and don't forget to share. And on the platforms where you can subscribe, I think like Breaker and so on, don't be afraid to subscribe. So let's jump right into it. Oh, by the way, we have people listening in from Barbados now. So hey, my Bajan people, hi. Yes, so let's just jump right into today's podcast. I know that the topic, you know, caught your attention, so yup. So I re-listened and like before recording this part, and yeah, birds are always flying, but I meant like the massive flock of birds in, I think, Italy, and they're just like all over the place. Like, that's crazy. But anyways, so today the topic is the real Lent, masturbation, music, and Christianity. Yeah, so you know, for those who really don't know what Lent is all about, it is that time, like after Ash Wednesday, for 40 days, where Christians all over the world, we reflect, not that we don't always reflect on it, but I mean, this is just the time for it, where we reflect on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in that 40 days, we typically like give up some stuff in our lives so that we can commemorate as well that period in which Jesus fasted. And you know, after he fasted, the devil feel like, say, yo, I'm bigger than you, Jesus, so I'm gonna take you on the hill, gonna show you what you're missing out and what I can give you if you do this. And Jesus was like, yo bro, you know who I am, why are you even bothering? Then Jesus was like, yo, while I was on my fasting, I was reading the word and everything. And Jesus started spitting the scriptures, like bam bam bam. Devil be like, oh, Jesus, you're so powerful, bye. But yeah, he didn't even know that Jesus was weak, I think. I don't know, I don't want to add on. Yeah, but anyways, that is the period that we are actually in. And during this time, many Christians and even non-Christians, they typically say, oh, I'm gonna be giving up certain stuff in my life, I'm gonna go through a cleanse. You heard it, people want to give up sex, people want to give up soda and all of that. And for some, it is because of a spiritual reasons, while other people just feel like, yo, it's time for a cleanse. Either way, you're giving something up.
I'm going to give up social media for Lent because I want to focus. I want to have a time where I'm focused on accomplishing things, and it's a distraction.
You know, so me, I give up alcohol and what did it say? Alcohol and drugs.
I'm going to give up sex.
As somebody who goes to church and not just go to church, but, you know, a follower of Christ. I do not like indulge in the season, Easter. I don't know if because the religious aspect of it is not so prominent anymore, or because I've grown up on butter and cheese for Easter, really. It's a Jamaican thing, right? And I am not Catholic, because the only religious practice I've grown up on with Easter is the Catholic practice with the palm trees, and you have your palm, then your holy water, and your fish and all of that. But I'm no longer Catholic, so I don't... Anyways, why this so long? The whole point is, when I give up anything, because I don't see anything to give up right now.
I'm going to give up fast food, because I really think that it's not good for your health. And in this Lent time, I want to be purged.
I gave up soda.
I am here to remind you that, like, if it's a case where you're giving some, like, more than likely what you're giving up is because it has been impacting you in a negative way and everything, right? Like, first and foremost. Secondly, for some, either you want to be more healthier, no, more unhealthier, no, don't make no sense, because, yeah, so healthier, if you want to be more, if you want to be healthier, yeah, that's what you'd have to do, you know, yeah. And then if you want to be spiritually right, then, you know, yeah. But I mean, what happens after Lent? Is it the case where you are going to continue, or you're not going to continue? That is it. And then the next thing is that I feel like we should not just give up things for 40 days when we realize that these things have been impacting us in a negative sense. I feel like we should have been giving up these things from before. So that leads me here to say that I'm not giving up anything for Lent. I'm not, because like I said, what comes afterwards for me, I've been giving up stuff for a while, trying to detox my life one little by little so that I can be better with God. But overall, like on the health side, I still have work to do. I'm not quite holistic in, you know, getting better, but I know that on the spiritual sense, I've been getting better. So let's talk about it. Masturbation, music, and other things. Yeah. All right, so I am going to go to the first thing that may have caught your attention, masturbation. And I must admit that me used to tell people, like, say, oh, I'm gonna do this. When I did, I was ashamed, because it's a taboo thing to do overall. So people would ask me, you know, you're not going around having sex, so how do you maintain yourself? I'd be like, you know, I lied. And I'm tired of that. So this is me, you know, confessing, even though I shouldn't be, but confessing, as well as also stating how I got over it and why I stopped, and, you know, all those great stuff. So anyways, for those who may be wondering, in Christianity, the act of pleasuring oneself is seen as a sin. It is seen as a taboo action. And the reason for this is because, overall, finding out about your body, finding about where the things are located and what they can do, nothing is wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. It's your body. But when you go to the degree of trying to achieve orgasm and all those sexually lovely stuff and all these things. That is actually where the problem lies. And why is it a problem? Because, why is it a problem? Because, yo, I just do it. I sin. I do it to myself. I have sex. So why? Yeah. All those questions. But that is where the problem lies. Because the Bible states that lusting is a sin. It is a sin according to biblical practices. And in order for you to fully reach that high level of pleasure that we call climaxing, you have to imagine, say, you do it with somebody. And even if you're not imagining you do it with somebody, you imagine you do it with yourself. That's some asexual thing. Anyways, at the end of the day, you have to. And that is where the sin comes in. So it is seen as wrong. Now, for me, I used to do it, and I used to have a problem of stopping. Like, I wasn't addicted, but whenever I felt the urges, because, you know, we're humans, we have urges, I would sometimes give in by doing that. And I would always be like, yo, Jesus, forgive me. Or I'd be like, Jesus, I'm tired of coming to you about the same thing, but forgive me. And sometimes I would full on know what I'm going to do and be like, sure, Jesus is going to forgive me. So I'm going to just do this thing right now. It was wrong. It was killing me. And through all of that, I came to realize, maybe I was late, I don't know, but repenting is more than saying, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. It is actually turning away. So all that time, I never fully repented. Only now me actually repent, because me see the danger, you know? And what may I say? Yeah, so I reached a level in my life where I say, yo, my need for stop. And, you know, there was always this guilt. There was always this feeling of being nasty and everything. And I just hated it. So I actually first acknowledged that you have a problem, Shakira Nasanta. Yeah. Yeah, my name is Shakira. But yeah, so I acknowledged that I have a problem. And then after that, I started to look out for my triggers. So I recognized that for me, certain movie content, certain songs, certain touches from persons, not that it's intentional, well, I would hope, but like from them giving me touches, like hopefully it's not intentional. Yeah, those kind of stuff and books, they triggered me. I never had a problem with pornography, because I think that's nasty. But yeah, so I recognized that I had triggers, and by recognizing that I have these triggers, I started to limit my interaction with them. Like I'm a writer and whatever, so everything for me starting in my head. You can give me words and that just stimulate something in me. So I avoided those things. So for now, I don't really watch like most American movies and so on, because it's like them can't have a content without it in there. Like, brother, you don't need to have it in there. You can't have a great plot without it. So I turned to Korean dramas, Chinese dramas, and so on. And not saying that they don't have like love and stuff in it, but I mean, they're not going around flaunting like sexuality in that kind of manner, so I don't really feel I don't feel triggered in that regard anymore. And then I didn't fast about it, but I prayed continuously, and there were times when I will repeat the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then after that, I'd be like, yo, God, be God serious. You need to forgive me, Aman, because I'm being real with you. That's what I say. like, because I don't know how long I can hold out, you know, because, you know, I have urges. And many times these prayers would go on into me, you know, praying for and about a future spouse and everything. So eventually the urges kind of go away. And there are other times when I just busy myself, because I recognize too that these feelings most time they come up on me when I don't have anything better to do with my life. So I also try to busy up myself. So that's how I have stayed in spiritual purity. Yeah, sexual purity, sorry. And when I spoke about touches too, I recognized that, yeah, certain touches from people would kind of, it do something, be honest. So I don't really have much male friends like that. Like, yes, I interact with them, but nobody, not really to the extent where we're gonna be hugging in a kind of intimate way, or in a way that I will mistake it that he's trying to be intimate with me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to learn to set our standard. We have to learn to set our boundaries with persons, or we'll just allow stuff to happen in our lives that shouldn't happen, right? And yeah, I need to do a podcast on dating. Yo, I've been talking about it a lot lately. That's why I'm trying to calm down. But yeah, that is how I have dealt with it. And I have no regrets about it. Oh, and another thing. Call me mad, but sometimes I would be like, yo, God. Like, when the urge come up on me and I'm strong enough to say, yo, I should pray, I be like, God, just kill these urges. The same God who can resurrect it when it's time, but for now, just kill it. And man, I lie, for a while, sometimes they feel dead. Like, I go weeks without feeling triggered, and they're actually dead. Yeah. So that is how I have dealt with it. And I believe that we can share we should share these things with persons, because all along people were really upfront and real with me about dealing with masturbation. I had to learn how to overcome it on my own. So that is why I'm here to talk about it. So if it was a case where you said that you wanted to give up sex, you wanted to give up porn, you wanted to give up masturbation and all of that for Lent, it can go beyond that. Trust me, it can go beyond that. And I also believe that there are physical approaches to it. I don't think that just by saying, yo, mega bed, I go do anything, because hey, I was talking to my cousin and she shed some light on it, because I wasn't looking at it from that way. But anyways, she was saying that it doesn't make any sense to say that you're gonna take a shower, because when it rains, do you wonder something? And it's cold, right? Exactly. So it doesn't necessarily do some things, but if you are able to acknowledge your triggers and you know how then to go for it, I feel like that's the greatest stop. And prayer is important, so it is best to, you know, do all of these things. Yeah. Oh, and then the other thing that has helped me as well, for those of you who aren't really spiritual, I don't know how better to put this, but masturbation and pornography, they actually open up different spiritual portals, and there are things called incubus and succubus as well. Yeah, demons, and these are like sex demons that can happen and so on and so forth. And if you allow yourself to do certain stuff, then you will invite these kind of spirits into your life. And because I don't want those spirits to be a part of my life, that's one of the reasons I've stopped. And I've heard of of real life stories where persons say that they had sex with demons and they felt like they were doing it with somebody real, but at the end of the day it was a spirit, and those things will have great spiritual impacts on your life, as well as, you know, with masturbation, it allows you to feel distant from God because it's a sin. It's how you go about it. It's a sin. So whatever sin, not just masturbation, but whatever sin is in your life, when you frequently do it, you're going to feel distant from God. So yeah, I've been ranting for a while. So the next thing that I gave up is listening to secular music. Now, this started in high school, because, yo, those days, I'm gonna lie, I had one foot in and one foot out. Like, I'd be going to church singing, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand." And then the next day, which would be the Monday to the Friday, I would be singing, no song comes to mind, but I know for a fact that I could spit you Cardi B's lyric. Not even Cardi B, who's she? I meant to say, I could spit like Nicki Minaj's lyrics. Not saying that I'm Nicki or Cardi, but at the time when I was in high school, that's what was running the place, okay? I'm not in the whole war or anything like that, because I don't listen to those kind of music. But anyways, so no offense to anyone who's hardcore Cardi and whatever. So, yeah. But anyways, I was spitting those lyrics. And then Saturday, you know, you start to cleanse up yourself. And then Sunday, I was back at singing, "Oh, Jesus, I love you. Because you first love me." All of that. But I was dying spiritually. I was really dying spiritually, and I wasn't doing in. That was the biggest sinful implications of my life. I'm just rambling words right now, but listening to secular music was my biggest problem as a young Christian, and I recognized that I could hardly maintain my relationship with God. And I reached the point where I say, yo, you need to let it go. It was so hard, but I let it go. And why did I let it go? Like I said, I realized that it was impacting me spiritually. Like, would I try if I pray to God and just feel distant and everything? And I must say that people will always say, yo, if the secular music has clean lyrics, nothing wrong, something wrong. Something is wrong, because music, they have spirits behind them. And there is also an intention behind them. And in creation, we were created to give God glory, we were created to give God praise. So as long as these songs aren't lifting up God and everything, then we shouldn't really be listening to them. That is, it sounds harsh, it sounds like I might be talking foolishness for some persons, but it's actually the truth. And as I said, music has it has different spirits, because we always hear about this, say you listen to a certain song and it fix your mood, or you listen to a song and you get angry because the lyrics angry. It has that power to do certain stuff. And it's not just the word. The word is one thing, but there's something behind the word. Yeah. So I recognize all of that. And so I decided to make a transition to just listening gospel music. And I now listen gospel. I listen different genres in gospel, but what I first had to listen to get to this point where it's strictly gospel was rap gospel, because I love rap and I'm a poet, so you know, poetry, rap, yeah. So I started listening that people would look down on me a certain way, but I say we shouldn't look down on persons when they listen to rap music. You don't know how it's helping them as a Christian, because it saved me. It helped me into not falling back. Into the lifestyle of listening to secular music and whatever. So, yeah. So, what am I talking to you now? I'm like all over the place. I'm so sorry. I need to use a script. What I'm saying is that I gave up music. And I know a lot of Christians out there, they're trying to make the transition, but it's hard. I just want to encourage you that it's possible to do. And I won't act like there hasn't been times where I have fallen into listening to other music. Yo! My subject verb agreement off, and it's not typically off, and I don't know how to fix it. But anyways, you have some time where I fall off track and I listen to the wrong tracks. Yo, brother, what's happening? I feel like this is my cue to wrap up. I'm gonna just wrap up. Another time, I'm gonna go for a discussion to talk about music on a whole and Christianity, because right now, yeah, but I just started it. But overall, the reason for this podcast is to let y'all know that whatever it is that you're battling with, that you want to give up, it can be done. You just need to acknowledge that you have a problem with it. And it's gonna take some time. I won't act like you decide today and in another minute it's going to be fixed. No, you're gonna be tempted sometimes, but it's all about your intention, and as long as you have the right intention, then there is nothing that you can't overcome. And as long as you have God to help you through it, then you'll be fine. And it's great to talk about stuff that you are battling, because then it allows you to also be able to reach out to other persons who can also help you. I won't say that everything that I'm telling you is the answer to your problem, but I mean, this is a step towards helping, because what helped me not necessarily gonna help you, but this is a step. And I also hope that me coming here to talk about stuff will enable other people to talk about stuff, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word. It's through the word of our testimonies that many folks get healing, that we get healing. So that's my intention. And yeah, I love you guys. I love you guys. So, this is one of the longest podcasts ever, and it could have longer, but homegirl forgot what she really wanted to say, like everything. But anyways, I hope that you totally enjoyed it. I hope that I was as real as possible and that some of you're helped. I hope that you will stay safe. throughout this COVID-19 season. I hope that if you're not ready for the coming of God, that you will fix your life. And if you have any questions about how else to fix your life, you can find me on Twitter at NASANTALAAH, that's Nasanta Law, and on Instagram as Nasanta.LAAH. So yeah, you can find me there. I don't have all the questions, I don't have all the answers, but I'm sure that for what I can't answer, I'll give you the right direction and materials. And if you need me to pray for you guys, then my inbox is also open. If you want me to fast with you about a certain thing, I am also here for you. Right now, I kind of want to give you my number to be like, yo, guys, you can message me on WhatsApp. But, you know, we're. But I am here for you if that's what you want. And, you know, the way how I see Nasanta real, I want us to be bigger than just me. I want it to be the case where I have persons all over the world in different chain groups. Cell groups, you know, helping each other, because we can't do this thing on our own. We need others. We need other real people to help us. So that's my vision. Y'all pray for me while I pray for you. So stay covered and try to give up whatever it is that you're giving up. Try to give it up beyond the 40 days. Yeah. And yeah, that's a wrap. That's the real. This is real. Okay, real. I love you guys. This is for my goat. And oh yeah, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Well, this is not YouTube.